First, a look back to last Friday and the Juneteenth celebration that took place on the NMSU campus. Jess, tell us what the bulletin has from that night.
Well, we've got a photo and a cut line. It's not a whole lot of coverage, but Albert Boskus of our staff went out to that event, and he said it was a really uplifting event. More than 100 people from around the community showed up, and he got a terrific photograph of one of the 10 speakers. There was also live music and some dancing, so that's on our cover this week.
Sounds good. About the time of year that people will start seeing bees, and we always wonder what to do when there's a hive of bees that maybe isn't in a great place and needs to get moved. And thanks for the help in that area.
Well, yeah, Mike Cook interviewed a team of people, local people who move swarms from residential and commercial areas to working mobile hives that can be used to augment agricultural pollination, particularly near onion fields. And so unless the bees are like inside a wall where it's really hard to get to them, if they're like on a tree branch or they're on a rooftop or in an eave, these folks can come in and humanely remove the bees and relocate them to a place where they can be used for agricultural pollination. When you say we see bees this time of year, that's accurate. But what we're looking for in this particular case is the swarms of bees, and hopefully the queen is in that swarm.
And moving on to courts back in session, you've noticed an increase in your classified and legals, which you noted it's not something you would normally highlight.
Yeah, it's not something I normally talk about, but the legals and classifieds have been so small since the pandemic hit, and now they're starting to beef up a little bit again, which tells me that the courts are getting back into session. And, of course, we want to remind people that if you are pursuing a legal matter and you're required to publish a legal notice, the bulletin's rates are probably the best that you're going to find, and we can get those in for you. So we're watching those grow again, and that's telling me that things are getting back to some semblance of normal, at least as it has to do with the courts.
And we'll see what happens over the next few months. But the El Caldito Potters Guild event is slated to continue as usual. Normally, we would hear about that when we get closer to the actual event itself. But there's a lot of work that goes into it beforehand.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of money that goes into it because of the potters need clay to make the bowls for the event. The Empty Bowls fundraiser benefits El Caldito's mission to feed hungry people in our community. And in anticipation and support of that, what the local potters do, members of the Potters Guild, is they make these handmade bowls, and then they sell them at the Empty Bowls event, and you get a bowl of soup in your brand new bowl. It's normally held outside at St. Paul's Methodist Church downtown, and they're tentatively planning to go ahead with the event in October. Of course, any of that can change. But if you'd like to donate to the artist to pay for some clay, or you just want to make a donation in the name of Empty Bowls to El Caldito, you can find out all the ways that you can do that in Friday's paper.
And a rabbi and an artist walk into the bulletin. Is it the beginning of a joke? No.
Well, let's start with the artist. Daphne Worthlin is a Las Cruces artist whose work is as colorful as her personality and as rich as her past. Man, I've known Daphne for a while. I used to hang out with her and visit with her at the farmer's market on Saturdays. I had no idea how amazing her past is or how talented she was. And so Mike got a great story in this week's bulletin, and there's a photograph of Daphne in there that if you know her or don't know her, it will explain to you why she always has a little twinkle in her eye. It's just fantastic. And then as far as the rabbi, that's on page 34. After 39 years as a rabbi, the last nine right here at Temple Bethel in Las Cruces, Rabbi Larry Carroll is retiring at the end of this month. You can read about his memories, his philosophies, and his plans for retirement in this week's bulletin, accompanied by photos that illustrate his journey. There's a spoiler alert, however. He's still going to be writing his monthly column for the bulletin. So we're excited to give Rabbi Carroll a great send-off. He's done tremendous work in the community, and his retirement is well-earned. If you want to figure out what else is in this week's bulletin, you can go to the digital bulletin at LasCrucesBulletin.com, all one word, or you can check us out on social media.
Thank you very much, Jess.
You bet, Casey. See you next week.